Secretary Noem appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The DHS has been under scrutiny since immigration enforcement officers killed two Minneapolis protesters in January. Democratic Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar questioned Noem about Immigration and Customs Enforcement's forceful actions in Minneapolis. Noem said the officers were protecting the public.
Look at these American families that have been victimized by criminals that we have removed from cities and from communities. I'm grateful for the work that our ICE officers do. And by your only
Are
focusing,
you defending stopping off
I would like to hear you talk about some of the operations
and
that
dragging
we've done
a Hmong
to bring
elder
people
out
to
of
justice.
His home?
When you only talk about these situations like this that we are conducting, and you don't talk about the good work that they do to protect people from being victimized by people that are in this country that want to conduct violent crimes against them or take advantage of them.
Secretary Noem's department sent hundreds of officers to Minnesota. Protesters marched and tracked enforcement activity. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis has called for Noem to resign.
What we've seen is a disaster. Under your leadership, Ms. Noem, a disaster. What we've seen is innocent people getting detained that turn out are American citizens. I could talk about the culture that's been created here with Stephen Miller aiding and abetting. I heard first reports that he was the one that said it was a domestic terrorist situation where two people lost their lives in Minneapolis.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker said ICE has detained U.S. citizens for days, even after they could prove their citizenship.
Isaias Pena Salcedo, a U.S. citizen living in California, was detained more than 70 hours, almost 3 days, even after he showed ICE agents his passport.
Since the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy in January at the hands of ICE, the agency has drawn down its presence in Minnesota. However, the administration has been buying warehouse space for immigration detention and has continued its stepped-up immigration enforcement efforts nationwide. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security remains partially shut down as Democrats have declined to vote for renewed funding for the agency until reforms are in place, including the removal of Kristi Noem as Secretary of Homeland Security. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.